Welcome, everybody, to episode 106 of Disney with the Ducks. Tonight, you've got me, John Krall, my friend Jody.
Hi, friends.
An acquaintance, Jeff.
Hi, friends.
And we're joined by a guest tonight, Lori.
Hello, y'all.
All right. So we've got a guest coming on tonight. So we're going to talk about the Princess Race weekend and get some of Lori's takes on how it went and how the races were and just kind of get a fun trip report from Lori on that. But before we get into that, just want to ask everybody to go out and leave us a 5-star review. All five. Click all five of them, not just one. Even though if you want to rank it just on Jeff, like add that in the comments, but still give us 5 stars. That would be ideal for all of us, I think. But no, if you could do that for us, it just helps people find us. Then come over to our Facebook page, Disney with the Ducks, and join in on some of the fun. All right. Every week we're going to do a question to help get to know each other a little bit better. And this week's question is, what outfit or accessories have you had in the past that you thought were the coolest ever? So Jeff, let's start with you.
Well, as a young child in the 80s, I'm guessing most of us wore the MC Hammer parachute pants. So I would have to say that I was probably rocking those.
Nice. Now here's the follow-up question. Do you still wear those pants?
Oh yeah. Who doesn't?
Okay, good. Just yeah, making sure.
I think it's the same pair I had when I was a kid too. I like the metallic ones too, like the real shiny metallic ones.
Ooh, yeah, like the gold ones.
Right. I was more the silver guy, but.
Okay, fair.
The Reynolds wrap pants.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, Jody, what about you?
So in college, there was a phase that we all wore overalls. None of us were farmers, but we all wore overalls. All the girls did. I have absolutely no idea why. And that was super cool. And I, for reference, I was in the college in the early 90s. So that was a trend that I loved. They were comfortable, but not really fun to go to the bathroom in because you had to kind of, they're kind of like the jumpsuits that people wear now that you have to kind of take the whole thing off, which I often wonder how women do that in the bathroom. But kind of the same thing with the overalls. You had to kind of detach all the pieces and go to the bathroom. But yeah, overalls were the cool thing in the 90s that I loved, that I wore a lot. I don't know why.
You went to school at OU though, right, Jody?
I did.
Just because you weren't a farmer doesn't mean that a majority of your classmates weren't farmers.
Yeah, no one I know was a farmer. they were all from major metropolitan cities. So I lived in a very, you know, agricultural area, but none of us were farmers.
Interesting. Overalls were semi-popular for a little while I was in high school, but then they died out pretty quick.
They're popular here still too, but that's because they're farmer kids.
They're actual farmers, yeah.
Right. They wear those because they're farmers.
True. All right. Lori, what about you? What's something you had in the past that you thought was just the coolest thing ever?
Well, I'm really going to date myself now, but when I was in grade school, we had what we called the really, really wide-legged pants, and we called them elephant pants. So I thought those were so cool, and I remember those. Also, leg warmers.
Oh, leg warmers.
More my teenage years.
Leg warmers, but also the pants that had the strap underneath your heel. Do you remember those?
Stirrup pants. I do.
Thank you. Yes. Stirrup pants. Yeah. Those. Oh, what a trend that was.
Man. For me, I think, man, there's so many. Do frosted tips count as an accessory?
Only if you wore the shark tooth necklace as well.
Okay. So that's where I was going with this next one, is those really tight, like puka shell necklaces. And sometimes they did have like a little shark tooth or something on them. Me and all of my buddies, when we were going to the bar in college, we looked exactly the same. It was like black dress shirt, gray dress pants, black shoes, frosted tips, and a tight necklace.
Was the shoes the Doc Martens?
So those were the only shoes we wore outside of wearing like dress shoes. Yeah. We wore Doc Martens all day, every day. I still have a pair, and my daughter makes fun of me for them.
I wonder why.
I don't know why she would ever make fun of my amazing fashion sense.
I'm going to guess it's your teenage daughter that makes fun of you.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. She, you know, it's hard. It's got to be hard as a teenager having such a cool dad, that, you know, she probably gets jealous of my awesome, you know, just sense of fashion and life in general. So yeah. Who knows? But we're not just here tonight to get fashion tips from me. Tonight, Lori is joining us, and Lori recently ran the princess races down at Walt Disney World back in February. So,
and quite fashionably too, by the way. So let's just add that in from the get-go, as Lori is quite the fashion queen when it comes to races. So
We're going to have to hear more about that. But Lori, first, let's just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I first started racing and running when my daughter asked me to run the Princess Half Marathon in 2018. So that really started my my running career, I guess, later in my years. And this was actually my third Princess. The last was 2020. So this is my first experience with the virtual queue, and lots of things have changed since then. Because that was February, so right before COVID happened.
I ran that princess race too.
Okay. I did too.
Isn't that crazy? We were all there.
Yeah, I ran the half as well. It's fun. But yeah, that was crazy, because you get home from that and everything shut down a month later.
That's like, right.
So yeah. So yeah, Lori, so you said that 2020 and then obviously this year, 2024, right, was your third one?
Yes, it was. Okay.
Have awesome. You done all three of the princess races with your daughter?
No, I just did the one. She was supposed to run this one with me, but motherhood and remodeling and some health issues all got in the way. So she was there with her family. So that kind of made it interesting. They were actually in the same room with us at Old Key West the whole time. So two granddaughters and my daughter and her husband made it interesting to do the races and vacation at the same time.
That is a very interesting dynamic of the trip, because you're getting up at what, 1:30 in the morning or so to try to catch the bus, and right. You've got two little kids you're trying to tiptoe around, and your daughter and son-in-law. That's a lot, because I've done that once, and it was it's hard to be successful that way.
Fortunately, they're young, almost 5 and 2. So they did go to bed early. So that helped.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. So they're not keeping you up until 11 at night when you got an early wake up call, huh? Okay. All right. So go ahead, Jody.
Sorry, John. Can I ask? So you said you stayed at Old Key West. Did you stay there? Are you a DVC member?
We are not DVC, but we have a cousin who is. So that's always helpful.
Nice. So what type of room did you have at Old Key West?
What kind of room? We had a 2-bedroom, and we were in building 14, which was, unfortunately, we were the third floor, so no elevators at Old Key West, but we were right across the street from the hospitality house. So just a quick little short walk in the mornings to catch the bus. That was very nice. I couldn't have picked a better location.
So no elevators, that means strollers up and down the steps all the time?
Correct.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about that until you said the age of the kids, and just that I just put that in perspective. That's a lot of work.
Right.
Well, you know, you're the arm strength, right? You're lugging the strollers up and down the steps every day.
Right.
So have you ever stayed there for a race weekend before?
No. No.
Would you recommend staying at Old Key West for a race weekend?
I would, especially being, you know, I loved our location. Buses were great. They were right there in the mornings. And then we just made one quick stop at Saratoga. And so getting to Epcot was quick and easy.
And Jeff and John, I just out of curiosity, have you guys ever stayed at Old Key West before?
For a race weekend or
forever? Just ever.
Yes, I've stayed at Old Key West before.
Have you liked it?
It wouldn't be what I would pick. It wasn't bad though. There's just other ones I'd prefer.
Got it. What about you, John? Have you stayed there before?
No, I've never stayed at Old Key West, but I'm not against it. It's just something we've never done. The elevator thing definitely was an issue, or would be an issue for us. So now that Crosby's a little bit older and I could at least get away with a single stroller, I probably would do it, even with the risk of being on the third floor.
And hot off the press, Lonnie G's here. So Lonnie, you missed a question. Thought I'd throw you in here. Have you ever stayed at Old Key West before?
Hello, everyone. No, I have not.
Great.
So that's the easy answer for me.
Lori was just telling us that's where she stayed for Princess Weekend with her family. So we're just asking how that was for Reese Weekend. So John, I'm sorry, I've interrupted enough times. You go back to
it. No. Okay, so Lori, did you travel or did you race with anybody that you knew outside of, like, say, the Lizards or anything? Did you have any friends joining you for the race?
Nope, it was just me.
Okay. Well, that's fun. sorry. Jesus. So that's a fun time, though, getting out there. And I assume you met up with the Lizards in the morning?
We did, yes. Yeah. We met up with them in the morning. And I had two little meetups pre-race. After on Expo Day with a couple of them at the Enchanted Rose at the Grand Floridian. And that was nice to meet up for drinks and then our morning pictures every morning.
Have you been to the Enchanted Rose before?
I had not.
Okay. What are your thoughts on that place?
It was nice. It wasn't quite as themed as maybe I was expecting it to be, but the drinks all had really cool names and they were very good.
Yeah. And that's the most important part, but yeah, it's, they do have really good drinks there. Yeah. I was just curious, cause it seems like that's a place that I don't think comes up very often, with people. And I think it is a really nice spot there in the Grand Floridian. You've got the ambiance of the whole resort and everything. It's just, it's really cool.
Yeah.
All right.
It fit in with the princess theme, the Enchanted Rose. So there you go.
Ah, perfect. Nice way to tie it in.
So you said I'm sorry, Judy. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Jeff. Go ahead.
You said this is your first time with the virtual queues. So tell us about your Expo Day experience. How did that go?
Well, I had done both a marathon weekend and Disneyland, as I'm doing all the Disney races this year. That's
Wow.
Yes. So
God, I don't think bless I knew my that, Lori.
Yes, I am. I had not done a race since Princess of 2020, so I'm making up for it all this year. So yes, I'm doing them all. And then of course they had to add that extra Disneyland race in there after I had made this decision.
They just want all your money.
Right. So I was familiar with virtual queue for both of those. And having spent a lot of money at Disneyland, I was not planning on really getting anything here, Princess. So we drove from Hoover, Birmingham, Alabama. It's an 8.5-hour drive. So we got there around 1 on Thursday, Expo Day. And our room was ready at Old Key West. So we checked in and then we met a couple lizards, as I mentioned, over at the Enchanted Rose. And then I went to the expo after that. So I probably got to the expo around 5:30. At that time, my queue had been called. They weren't even checking anything. I walked right in, very, very empty, picked up my bibs, picked up my shirts, walked very quickly through the merchandise area, didn't see anything I couldn't live without, and I was done.
So that was Thursday, February 22nd, just for reference, if everybody is kind of looking back in the past. Yes, Lonnie Gaines.
So, Lori, I'm sorry. I want to back up for a minute because I'm very interested with the whole perfect year, right? The perfect year running. So what did you run for marathon weekend?
Oh, I ran everything. I'm doing all the races.
So you're doing everything because, you know, there are two different ways, right? Some people just do, I want to be at every weekend, and some people run in everything. So you are doing the granddaddy of them all.
Right.
So impressive.
Right. I will rein in a total of 28 medals with 2 coast to coast by the end of it all.
Wow.
And have you tallied up the miles?
I have not tallied up the miles. I will have to do that. How about tallying up the money?
Oh, yeah. Also a lot.
That may give me an ulcer if you do that. So let's not do that on live broadcast because you don't need my husband to hear that part. So you said that you came in on Thursday for Expo Day. Did you and your husband drive in that day? And you said it was your daughter, her spouse, and your two grandchildren. Did they all drive in too? So yes, did you all drive in together?
We did not drive together. They drove separately, left a little after us, and got there later in the evening, just in time to go to bed. They did, but as I said, they had an 8.5 hour drive as well. But
nice. The nice thing, we just had a chat last episode or the episode before about driving versus flying and what do we prefer. But the nice thing about driving is you can bring everything with you and you don't have to worry about what you're packing, and you can take your time, and you're in control, I think is what Lonnie was saying about that. Lonnie and Kevin, I think we're pro driving. So
right. And I have a lot of race costume accessories, so that works for me.
Yeah. Okay, and I can't wait to talk about that.
Yeah, I was gonna say this has come up a couple times now. So Lori, what was your costume for the 5K? Because that's the first race. What did you go as?
So for the 5K, I was a fairy godmother, and that was a repurposed costume from before, because, you know, running so many races, I do have to repurpose some of them, which I did do for Dopey. So I was the fairy godmother for the 5K.
And that it was awesome.
I got to look back at the group for pictures, but that's amazing. So what was your costume like? What did it entail? How many pieces were there? Because I'm always, when I see people running in costume, I'm so jealous, because I don't think there's any way I have a hard enough time running in running clothes.
Right. Well, I looked at the weather and I looked at the distance as well. And this was the most kind of costume that had more to it. A blue tutu, and then the fairy godmother cape with my little white wig that I wore, and it had a hood on it, which the hood, of course, didn't stay up when I was running, but I did put it up for pictures. So it was more to it and a little bit warmer and heavier than the others. So that's why I used it for the 5K. But the weather this weekend for Princess was probably, of my three, the best weather so far. Cooler, 48 to 52 in the mornings, just great, great running weather the whole weekend.
Wow, that's perfect.
And Lori, Lonnie and I were lucky enough to see, and Jeff too, for part of Disneyland, we were lucky enough to see you out in California and see your costumes. Well, I actually saw you at Marathon Weekend too. But just so everyone can hear, because your costumes are really, really amazing, can you give us just a little recap of your costumes from Dopey and Disneyland, just so we can hear about the scope of your talent and how you present yourself in races? Because it really is something to be, just take a moment and listen to it, because it's so impressive.
Well, what can I say? I guess I'm a princess at heart, because I just love to dress up and run, you know? But I, for Disneyland being themed Dumbo, I was Timothy Mouse and Dumbo for the one race. And I did interchange some of those pieces, that I could use. So that worked for that, because that one, we weren't driving, we were flying, of course. And then for Dopey, I was Figment. I was Dopey for one. I was trying to think. I have so many costumes.
I know you do.
The other two are just.
I put you on the spot. I'm sorry.
Pinocchio was one of them. And that was a different one. I always get a lot of compliments on that one, because that's a little bit different character. And yeah, the fourth one is.
Well, the Pinocchio one sounds like it would be really cool. And yeah, you don't see that very often in the parks anywhere, really, but especially not during Run Disney events. So that's really cool.
No, you said
the other one was Jasmine. Jasmine, Genie from Aladdin. Gotcha.
Now, you'd like to repurpose costumes. Are we going to see a reprisal of the Christmas Story run costume that you wore a few years back?
Oh, you remember that, Jeff.
I do. That very cold morning in Cleveland.
Yes, yes. That would be a little bit warm to run in Disney, but yeah.
Was it the pink bunny?
It was.
Oh, nice. All right. So the 5K, you were the fairy godmother. How did the 5K go? You said the weather was pretty good. It was like late 40s, early 50s.
Yes. Yeah, it went good. I didn't stop a lot. And there's not as many characters on the 5K. I'm trying to think. I had written down a pre-race every day, in the area where you can go and meet them pre-race. Basically every day it was the same ones, and they were kind of the ones that was themed to the race. And it was Rapunzel, Elsa and Anna, the Little Mermaid, and Tiana. So those were there every day. I did not stop any of the days, long lines for those. But on course for the 5K, there was Prince Eric. I did stop for being the fairy godmother. I did stop for Cinderella, and she had Prince Charming and Gus the Mouse. So that was good picture.
I love Gus.
Yes. And you know, I don't know that I've ever seen Gus on course. And then Flora, Fauna, and Merryweather, the three fairies from Sleeping Beauty, Prince Goofy, and Bo Peep. I think those were the main ones. And I stopped for two of them.
That's awesome.
So I got done, because I was in Corral B, so I started off fairly soon. After five. So I got done and was on the bus at 5:55, and they didn't let us board the bus till 6:05. And I don't know if any of you have ever experienced this, but like for the 5K, because you still have corrals coming, the bus did not leave until 6:35. So it was a long wait to get back to the hotel after I finished. So
that's a good point, because those buses obviously can't drive through where they're releasing the runners. And yeah,
right.
Oh man.
And that was the only race that I did have that issue with. And I think I remember that as well from marathon weekend, was the deal.
All right, so you're back at the hotel early that day then. Did you go out and hit the parks and everything with your grandkids and your daughter?
Yes, I did. Actually, I got back and we headed to Animal Kingdom. We got there by 8 and we rode Flight of Passage and Navi River Ride and got those done before the crowds.
Did the littles ride Flight of Passage?
The 4-year-old did. She was not a fan.
Wow.
Oh, she wasn't a fan.
She was not a fan. Oh,
I could see that being a little bit freaky for, it's freaky for me, and I'm, an adult. So I could see that freaking a kid out a little bit. Wow. That's quite a morning, though.
Mm-hmm. Did you have strong coffee, I hope?
I am not a coffee drinker.
That's even more impressive that you don't need caffeine to get through after that. I mean, you're waking up really early in the morning, finish the race really fast. You probably know we don't have that problem. In fact, I think ours is the opposite. It's like, usually they're telling us, like at Disneyland, it was like, y'all need to hurry up and go. And we're like, no.
That was my fault, guys. I apologize for that.
No, that wasn't your fault. That was just us doing what we do best, waddling along. So, but that is impressive that you're able to get Flight of Passage and Navi. I mean, that's literally the two biggest attractions there. You're able to knock them out. So I'm impressed by that.
Right. Yep, that worked out good.
That's awesome. So, okay. So, go ahead, Jody.
I was just going to say, you went to Animal Kingdom. Did you stay the entire day? Did you walk around the parks and expand that whole day after running that morning and have other races, still yet to come?
Right. Well, we ate at Satuli Canteen. The kids good got choice. A couple Wilderness Explorer badges. And then we spent some time with Kevin, and I could spend a lot of time with Kevin. He was fun. The kids enjoyed Kevin from Up. And saw Nemo's show, and then we went back and all took naps.
Okay. It makes more sense now. I was like, I don't know how you do all that without coffee at all.
Yes.
That's it's always good, especially with the little kids. I'm sure that helps too. I mean, obviously you with the run and getting up early, but it's always good for little kids to get that little bit of a break. And even if they just sit in the bed and kind of watch TV or something, just getting out of the sun and relaxing.
Right.
So where did you go that evening?
So that evening, I met a couple lizards in Epcot, and we had dinner reservations for Chef de France. So I ate there. I had never been there before. And I had the French onion soup and the beef bourguignon. And it was very good and very rich. And probably not the best choice for pre-race for me. I'm not one who can, I like to pretty much have more of an empty stomach and have to kind of watch not to overdo my eating the night before. So.
Yeah, I always overdo my eating. So I don't even know what it's like to not. So it works for me. But yeah, you definitely don't want to try anything new on a race weekend, right? And that's right. Or something different outside of your routine.
Right.
All right. So after dinner, did you hang out around Epcot and see the fireworks show or anything?
We did not that night. We did see it later. But after that, we just headed back to Old Key West and early to bed.
Okay. So then Saturday morning, you've got the 10K. So tell us a little bit about that costume. What were you for the 10K?
So for the 10K, I was Olaf. This was a new one that I had not run in before. Made the little ball cap myself with the big nose. And that was fun. And of course, Olaf was I chose Olaf because Olaf was the on the challenge medal. So I wanted to do something that was themed to the race. So,
okay. So you mentioned making the hat yourself. Do you make the majority of the costumes yourself, or are these ones you go out and buy?
I do both. I buy, or I do a little bit of both, piece them together, you know, but like for the shirt too, I took a white shirt and got big black pom-poms on the shirt. So, okay. I'll do both.
Wow. It's always so impressive to me with the costumes. Because I can't, even if I buy one from a store, it doesn't look good. And I see a lot of the runners that you can tell it's like a homemade type thing and it always looks amazing. And it's just such a cool skill to have.
There were a lot of Olafs out there on the course all weekend long. Cause that's a fairly easy one to make, put together, and it's also pretty comfortable to run in. So it's a good
and
choice.
The 10K theme wasn't the 10K theme on an Elsa as well? Had a frozen theme for it too?
Yes. Yes.
That's awesome. Were Anna and Elsa on the course at all, or are they just there pre-race?
Yeah, just pre-race. Yeah.
Any other unique characters that you saw during the 10K that you thought were really cool, or anything you don't usually see?
Mulan was there, and I don't know that I have seen Mulan. The Evil Queen was there, and Snow White. But I didn't stop for any characters during the 10K because I wasn't feeling so great.
The big meal the night before.
Yes. I had a big meal the night before. And then at 2 a.m., my wake up call, I got up and I saw, I haven't taken this medication. I've forgotten it. I better take it. And I did. And I'd forgotten that it can make me dizzy and nauseous. So I'm in the corrals before the race start. And I start feeling kind of and once you're in the corral, there's no getting out. So I just had to start the race and started looking for a race retreat, and it did not come till 1.5 miles. So it was a rough race. As I said, I got nauseous and didn't really stop for characters, but did make a lot of race retreat stops. And that nauseousness got to me. with the meal and everything.
Were you able to finish the race, or
I was able to finish it. Okay. I did do a lot of walking. I was able to finish it. I wanted to, at the end, I wanted to get my picture with Elsa and Anna, and was hoping that Olaf would stop by, but I finished the race. I didn't even pick up my snack box and my plastic cheese, and just got on the bus and made it home, and went to bed for most of the day. So my stomach settled down. Oh,
well, look, that's, once again, you powered through, right? Keep your perfect streak going for this year. So kudos to you for that. Because we know how that is when you're not feeling your best and having to goddamn run. So Lauren, let me ask you this. At Old Key West, so you're going in the morning. I don't know, is it one spot for the buses? Because it's a pretty big resort. So for the races, is all centrally located for one spot to go?
So for Old Key West, there was just the one. Yes.
Okay.
Now I have stayed at Saratoga before, and I'm trying to, we just did one pickup at Saratoga. So I don't know if they have more than one, but our bus each morning just stopped at the one stop at Saratoga.
Okay. I was at Saratoga that Saturday night, and they only had one bus stop to pick up at Saratoga that morning.
Yep.
So, because I was asking, because we always brag about Pop, right? And having multiple buses out there, and Pop's a pretty big resort, you know, just like Saratoga. So that's just something I was wondering as well, because, that gets you factor that into as you're, you know, if you're planning on where to stay.
I am looking at my notes here, and I did see, I wanted to mention that, you know, during the 10K, we run into Hollywood Studios, which was nice. We weren't there for long, but we went in, the back way by Lightning McQueen and the Rock and Roller Coaster. And I think that was about the 4 mile mark. And then Jasmine was there by the Beauty and the Beast Theater. And of course they had just like a marathon weekend, they did have photo pass in front of the Tower of Terror. And then we ran out of the park and along Crescent Lake and entered the boardwalk. And when you entered the boardwalk, Cinderella stepsisters were there, but the stepmother was there. And I thought that was cool.
That's fun.
That is cool.
Yeah.
And really wanted to stop for that one, but did not.
Yeah.
And Lori, I just want to say, you know, we've all had races where we've not felt our best or something's happened or we've had an injury. And I was just listening to the 3-2-1 Go podcast where the race announcers were saying that they were having some people saying to them that they weren't as enthusiastic about people starting later in the races and saying like, oh, if you don't finish the race, it's okay. You still went out and tried and all this stuff. And I just want to say, like, sometimes races it's just not your day, right? Like, you could have a stomach issue or someone could bump into you accidentally and you could trip and fall, or you could trip and fall over your own shoelace, or you could, you know,
eat popcorn.
There could be a multitude of things that just aren't, or you could end up with some weird, you know, leg cramp or Charlie horse, or, you know, sometimes races just aren't your day, and it's okay. Like, people have good days and bad days with running, and sometimes you can power through it like you did this one. And sometimes you just can't. But that doesn't make you any less of a runner, and doesn't mean that you're not, you know, as you didn't put in the time or the training or anything. I don't know, something about listening to this podcast and listening to some people were really upset with them. And I think, you know, we all go out there with the intentions of doing our best, but sometimes it just doesn't happen. And that's perfectly fine. Like, it's no one's ever going to have a perfect, you know, race all the time. Things happen. And it's just the way it is. It's just life. So
even at Disney.
Yeah. Well, I think even though maybe especially at Disney, when you're eating weird food, I mean, I know when I do races here, I'm really strict about the whole week of what I eat and what I drink. And I cook the same chicken and salmon and the same rice, you know, I do the same routine. You can't do that when you're traveling and when you're gone at a race, and, you know, you just get all sorts of different things thrown at you. So, you know, or you forget to take a medicine that you're supposed to take at 8 a.m. and all of a sudden it's 8 p.m. and you know, oh shoot, I better take this. So, you know, there's just some variables that are out of your control. But But that's awesome that you were able to power through and get through it. But I'm sorry that it kind of ruined the rest of your day. Yeah. Did your family still go out?
The family still went out and enjoyed the park. And, you know, I felt a little bit better, but just was very, you know, worried about my stomach and didn't want to overdo it. And my my daughter had a reservation for the Crystal Palace for character dinner with Winnie the Pooh. And I really wanted to see the girls have fun with that, but I was just worried with it being buffet. I just, you know, thought, oh, you know, to pay $60 to go and not eat. So we stopped and asked if I could go ahead and join them and just see them partake in the fun and just explain the situation. And they were kind enough to say, sure. And I was able to sit at the table and watch them interact with the characters. So, you know, that's, you know, that just goes to show that sometimes, you know, you think you might not be able to do that. But if you ask, you know, they were kind enough to go ahead and let me in and enjoy the evening with the girls.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, don't ask at Disneyland.
No. At Disney World, though, yeah. I will say the cast members seem to be pretty empowered to be able to make a lot of those decisions that, you know, minor to the company or to other guests, but a big deal to you and your family. So I always think that's really cool when they do that and let families make sure they can experience things together.
And Lori, you know, the thing is your grandkids are only that age on that day, right? And you got to see them interact and experience the characters, but you just couldn't eat that food at that moment. You just wasn't, your stomach was saying no, but your heart was in it and you wanted to see them enjoy their time. So that's awesome that they understood the situation, that they allowed you to be there and see them with their smiles and their joy and experience all that. So that just makes me really happy to hear that happened. I'm glad that turned out that way for you.
Yes.
Cool. All right. So going into Sunday now with the half, how are you feeling with the half, or is your stomach doing better that morning?
So yes. So I'm feeling much better. You know, I took it easy that day. So I'm pretty much feeling pretty much normal. You know, just a little bit cautious, but felt good. The weather was perfect this day for half. Again, you know, just knowing that the start, you could be in the corrals and not freeze to death. Of course, I did have my Mylar on and threw it off crossing the start line. But once you get going, tank tops and, Jeff, you know, you were there on the course. It was good running weather. I don't know how you felt, as you know, being standing still the whole time. But for us runners, it was great.
I was comfortable. I'm from Ohio, so anything that's above 40s right now is shorts and t-shirts for me. So it was fantastic.
That's great. What was the costume that you put together for this one, Lori?
So this one was Marie from Aristocats, and up until. Someone had asked me, what was your favorite costume so far? And I did say just the day before the fairy godmother, because I just love running near to the crowd. And I had a little wand and they'd all be saying fairy godmother. And I'd wave my wand and say bippity boppity boo. And I just, I'm just silly and crazy that way. I put Marie on and I had not had her on totally on before. And I must say that was my favorite now. It's my new favorite. So, and I love cats too. So
I was going to say, Marie is my daughter's favorite character. She loves Marie and the Aristocats.
Right. And did people on course know who you were?
They did. A lot of people, I can't say all people knew, you know, but I got a lot of Marie call outs and you don't see a lot of Marie's on the course either. So she was different.
That's great. Wow. And so I'm going to take the attention to Jeff real quick, because Jeff, you were there cheering this day, correct?
I was. I flew in Saturday night late and got up just to cheer the half on Sunday morning.
Okay, so why don't you, can you tell us a little bit about cheering and where you were and how that all worked? And then we'll go back to Lori's actual race experience.
I started at Saratoga. I was all the way in the far building of the grandstands. So instead of walking all the way to the front of the Saratoga to catch the bus, I took an Uber and got there probably about 3 a.m, a little after 3. Met up for the lizard picture. And then as soon as people started to head for the corrals, I took off on the monorail and went to the TTC to wait for them to come through. So as everybody came through the TTC, jumped on the monorail, and I was going to go over to the Grand Floridian and try to cheer from the road as they were coming out of Magic Kingdom, but they said that you can't do that due to construction. I thought that that was kind of just saying, yeah, you can probably still do that and just kind of got to walk around. But I was turned away by several security guards at the entrances of different spots on the Grand Floridian by the road, and they would not let me get close. So I had a little bit of time to kill. Jumped back on the monorail, got breakfast at the Contemporary, and then got on the monorail to back to Epcot and was over by the bus stops as they were getting ready to go back into Epcot, and then caught the finish line.
Nice. So just for people who don't know, the monorails do run on race mornings. The Skyliner does not. So if you're staying at a Skyliner resort, they're not running, but the monorail does. And for all other resorts, it's bus transportation. So just a little tidbit there, if you want to cheer that monorail resorts is helpful or getting to a monorail location so you can kind of get back and forth. So Jeff, did you learn anything from cheering? Any advice that you would give other people?
If you wanted to cheer on Main Street, get there very early. I took the monorail from Epcot back over and they were lined waiting to get on the monorail. I think they said it opened at 4:30 to take that into the Magic Kingdom. And it was pretty packed by the time I got there, a little after 4 already. And there it was already running at that point. So if you want to cheer on Main Street, get there early. I didn't have any intentions to go there, so I wasn't that concerned. So,
wow, that's really.
It seems like you got in a lot that morning, though, Jeff, in terms of like seeing from different spots and getting breakfast.
Right.
What did you get for breakfast?
I got the bowl from Contempo Cafe, had tater tots with sausage gravy, eggs, bacon. It's real good. Yeah.
I like this.
Yeah. It was pretty good.
Okay.
Did you feel guilty that people were out running and you're
not even a little bit? No, no, absolutely not.
Standing there on the side, just right? Good job, guys.
You had mad bacon,
right?
This is a candy of meats.
It is.
Okay. So Lori, while Jeff was eating his big breakfast at the Contemporary, you're off running. This is your third time doing Princess. So again, for those of you who don't know, there are four race weekends at Walt Disney World, and two of the four run through the castle. That's it. So Marathon Weekend and Princess Weekend run through Magic Kingdom and the castle. The other two race weekends, Wine and Dine and Springtime Surprise, do not. So that's a little bit of a surprise to some people who think that all the races run through the castle. They don't, just the two of the four. So January and February do, the other ones do not. So Lori, talk about your race experience and some highlights that you experienced during the half marathon on Sunday.
Well, one of my big highlights is I got to fist pump Jeff during the race. It was good to see that lone lizard in his shirt. And so I did see Jeff on course. Two things that he said that I wanted to talk about is the road by the Grand Floridian, which he had mentioned. We noticed that my husband always cheers me. And during Marathon Weekend, again, not having been there since Princess of 2020, there that road along the Grand Floridian, the Polynesian, he would always stand out there. And we noticed during Marathon Weekend, they don't let you out there and there's no one out there. So he's right on that. And that's, you know, I miss that. And then as far as Main Street, I don't know how many, again, I hadn't been there since 2020, but just, you know, the highlight, of course, is running down Main Street. Each time you just get so emotional, and having them only to basically to the end of the Main Street area, the buildings, versus going all the way up to the castle. I really miss that crowd the rest of the way. It feeds you, and it's just like, Yeah, and there's so many people there. They're so deep having them shortened it. I don't like that part of it.
I'm not sure that I understand. So during marathon weekend, they go all the way up to what? Maybe Casey's Corner is where they
stop? Yes.
So on Princess Weekend, they don't go that far?
They went up to about Casey's Corner. But, but like I said, last time I ran, they were basically all the way up to the castle, all the way around Main Street in 2020. So, I don't know how long they've been, I don't know how long they've been cutting them off, short there versus going to the castle. But these two race weekends was my first experience with that. And I missed having the crowd all the way up to the castle.
Got it. When you went to Main Street, did you take a right to Tomorrowland like you do for a marathon weekend?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. And then went back through the castle, through Fantasyland.
Right. Okay. Right.
Now, were you able to stop for characters on the half marathon? Or?
I did. I made up for it and stopped for at least 3/4 of the characters. So, yes.
Oh, wow.
I did. I stopped for a lot of characters. Some of the characters on course were Princess Frog, Moana, Provincial Belle, Olaf. So I did get my picture with Olaf, but I wasn't Olaf that day, but I got my picture. Tinkerbell, Jessie, Princess Daisy, and Donald was dressed as a knight, each of those by themselves. Pocahontas, Beauty and the Beast. So lots of characters.
Wow. That's great.
And I really like when they put them in the alternate uniforms, some of the costumes that aren't as popular, like Donald in a knight costume. I think that's really cool. And you don't see that except at like after hours events and on Run Disney races. So it's neat when you get to experience that.
Right.
Sweet. So, okay. So half marathon, then you come out of Magic Kingdom and was there really good support the rest of the race as well?
Yes, pretty good support. I'd say typical of, probably not as much as marathon weekend, but a good crowd. Okay. Good rambunctious crowd.
It is a lot less number of runners on Princess Weekend, but it's a really fun weekend.
They're very enthusiastic too.
Yeah, I've done it. I did the half once and the 5K with my kids once, and it was both weekends we went. It was really fun. I liked it. All right. Any other thoughts about like the weekend or the theme? What were the themes? I think you mentioned them earlier, but who were the princesses that they were themed after?
Tiana, Elsa and Anna.
Rapunzel.
And Rapunzel, yes.
Nice. Yeah, those are, I really like those themes. All right, do you guys have any other questions for Lori about the weekend or the races themselves? No?
Did you get to spend, was your family out cheering for you during any, I know you said your husband was, but did the girls come out? I know that's early for them.
They're yeah, little. It is early. No, my husband just comes for the half, so he was there for the half cheering on. But the girls were not. That was a little early for them.
I understand. Were they excited to see your medals when you got back to the room?
They were, yes. And they were always waiting for me each day when I came back to see my costume. We got pictures with them that way.
Oh, I love that. So, what did you do after the race? So did you get pictures afterwards?
So after the race, I did not get pictures that day. I went and I think on Monday I went into the parks. We were there at we did Tron and went to Magic Kingdom and got some pictures that day.
Was this your first time on Tron?
It was like my probably 10th time. That is my husband's favorite ride, and we have always been lucky to get virtuals, and we go into the parks and just to ride Tron. But we've ridden Tron and Guardians a fair amount of times because in October we were there for almost 2 weeks. So we got a lot of riding of both of those in. So
that's awesome. Yeah, the Tron ride, it's so much fun. I love it.
I love the Tron ride.
Yeah. All right. Okay. If there's no other questions from the ducks, Lori, anything
I have no specific race question, but yes. Are you intending to at Wine and Dine have all your medals for your perfect season and do like a 28 medal picture in front of the castle with everything? Is that on your plans?
It is on my plans.
I cannot wait to see that. Yeah. That's amazing.
How much is that? That's going to be like 40 pounds.
Yeah, right? I need to find out how I'm going to get him into the park and through security and hung up on the, you know, I want him hung up on the rail in front of the castle. So that will be a challenge in itself.
Lori will be there from sunrise to sunset, just setting up all the medals.
Yes. Yeah.
So you successfully registered. The last registration was Disneyland, which is their Halloween race. Next registration is on the 12th of March, correct?
Yes, for on the 12th. And that will be so good to have all those registrations over and all that stress.
Yeah, yes. So you're planning on doing Wine and Dine. I am hoping to do Wine and Dine. Are any of the rest of you all hoping to do Wine and Dine?
I have a room book for that weekend. I won't be racing, but I might go down to cheer the 10K and half.
I would love to, but there's no way I'm going to be able to get away from the kids again.
Because you'll be there in a month and a half for springtime.
Yeah.
Surprise. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lonnie, so, ask you.
No. Yeah, I'm going to. I respectfully declined Disney's invite to come run Wine and Dine. So yeah, I'm all in for Dopey.
Yeah, that's my not Dopey, but marathon weekend, and I got to pick between those two because three times within a year leaving my kids to go to Disney might not be not the best parenting,
or is it? But,
well, true. I mean, you can't fill someone else's cup from an empty cup, right?
Makes sense to me. That's leadership 101,
right? Yeah. So okay. Wow, we made it pretty far into this episode before going off on a completely unrelated tangent. So that's pretty good, I think.
One more question for Lori. Oh, sorry. Okay. Do you have your costumes planned? Are you going to share or do you want to keep that a secret?
I have my costumes planned for the springtime surprise. And they're going to be all new costumes and they're each going to be themed to the medals. So Tinkerbell for 5K. And I can't remember which is the 10K and the 10 miler. But I'm going to be Simba from Lion King and then Kevin from Up.
Simba's the 10 miler because that's the one I'm doing. The Kevin, that's pretty cool that they put her on the 10K one. That's interesting.
I don't know if Kevin is on the 10K, but it's Up themed. Yeah. So yeah, okay. I'm not
so
sure
that makes
about
sense
that.
Then. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, Kevin's.
I'm hoping Kevin will be on the course.
Oh, yeah. He has to be.
She.
I'm sorry. She has to be. What am I thinking?
She has to be. Yes. Kevin is a girl.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait to see. I'm always in awe of your costumes. I can't wait to see what your costumes look like. And Lonnie and John, you guys better get some pictures while you're down there and get some race day photos, live photos to share with all of us. So
yeah, for sure. I can't wait. I haven't been to a race weekend since Marathon 22. So I'm ready.
Lori, do you have any advice for people who are thinking about Run Disney who maybe haven't done it? I mean, now you're going to have a perfect season. So do you have any advice you want to give to people who are thinking about maybe doing their first Run Disney race or haven't done one in a while? Or
I think the hardest thing, and people again get so worked up over, is the registration process. And it is, even though I've done it so many times now over and over, you still worry about it each time. You know, you still worry like when the Disneyland came up, I'm like, oh, you know, it's still going to go fast. And then now with the wine and dine, because there's Muppet themed, oh, you know, you've got to try and, I don't know, just try to calm yourself down and not worry for a month before that. But, just go out there and have fun. And if you go out there and have fun, I don't, you know, take the races as seriously, you know, as I would a non-run Disney race if, you know, I was doing it for time. So just go out there and have fun. And everybody out there on the course, whether you run with someone or you know someone, I wasn't feeling good that day, the 10K, and so many people were coming by, you know, are you okay? Or, you know, giving me sips of water. They're very supportive. Great, you know, great group of people, on the runners on the course, and, you know, the cast members as well.
Yeah. There's no race like a run Disney race.
Right.
No, there's really not. I mean, runners, I think, are supportive in general, but no, I mean, run Disney races, it's the group of Disney fans and runners put together. There's something special about it.
Right.
Awesome. All right. Well, thanks, Lori.
Sure. And one thing I want to add there, I will say there was, I thought he was maybe, you know, a cast member, but I don't think he was, because he saw my Facebook post and he recognized my costume and mentioned that it was good seeing you on course. But he would we'd see him and he'd be cheering you, yay, keep going, you're looking strong. And then he'd run ahead and then you catch up with him and he's cheering you on again. He did that the whole entire race, the whole weekend. And, you know, like I said, just great crowd support and people, you know, cheering other people on to get through the course.
Yeah, it's definitely a special community where everybody is encouraging and supportive, and, you know, wishing everybody well and trying to encourage everyone. I mean, there's really nothing like it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and like, thank you all for having me on tonight.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. It was so great to hear your experience and hear about your princess race weekend. And I had no idea that you were going for a perfect season. So that's incredibly exciting.
Yep. My husband is my real Prince Charming, I guess. He takes me to all the races and pays for it. So
he's a smart man, keeping me happy.
And cheers me. That sometimes that's pretty hard in itself. So, yep.
All right. Well, yeah, thanks again, Lori. And we're going to move into now our favorite segment of the show, which is Quacking Up with the Ducks. So we will see if any of us can make the rest of the folks quack up. So, Lonnie, let's start with you. What do you got?
All right. Let's go. How do you keep Pumbaa from charging you? You take away his credit cards.
Oh boy. All right. Jeff, what do you got?
Which Disney's princess is the cow's favorite? There we go. Does anybody know?
Mulan.
Mulan.
Oh.
Did I get it right?
You got it, Jody.
All right. Jody, what do you got?
Well, I saw Lori out in California with her awesome costumes for Dumbo, so I decided I'd do talk about elephants. What do you get when an elephant sneezes? You get out of the way.
Oh, Lori, do you have a joke for us tonight?
No jokes today. Okay. No.
You're the smart one.
I wasn't prepared.
You're smart.
Why didn't the skeleton go on the roller coaster? Because he didn't have the guts. okay. All right.
You know, I'm going to give another one if you guys don't mind.
Yeah.
What did Snow White call her chicken? Egg white.
I don't.
I crack myself up. It's not even funny, but I'm still cracking myself up.
Don't you have that thought, Lonnie?
Huh? Oh, I'm sorry. I said, see, glad Lori, I got one for Lori. I got an extra one in.
I don't know if she wants that one.
She probably doesn't, but it's just a little thing. Lori, I entertain myself. You can tell.
You got to find your joy, Lonnie. Right? Oh, yeah, that's
others I do. I do.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening. Again, please go out to your podcatcher of choice and give us a 5-star review. Also, come over to our Facebook group and join in at Disney with the Ducks on Facebook. We're also, I think, on Instagram and TikTok and some of the other gram type things that are out there. But yeah, come join us and Quaharini.
Thanks, everybody.
Goodbye, thanks, everybody. Friends.